And it's like, ah, yeah, good morning, a black hole flare.
Black like, hole flare, you wanted to get popped up?
Welcome back, all you lovely people, to another fantastic episode of Uncored Gamers, episode 44. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. As always, we enjoy your company. So, over the course of the last 2 weeks, there's been a bit of a discussion between me and Jeff as to who does the better intro. And so, the Twitter question of the day is, which intro did you prefer from episodes 42 and 43? Shall we get to the results?
There were results.
There were results. We got one vote.
Well, that's not fair, is it?
From @Vizago831. Hey, I'm sorry if your people didn't step up. They didn't rock the vote. Vizago831, thank you for voting in. This is what they said. 42, a more peek behind the curtain intro.
You know what? No. We need a second and a third vote.
Oh, what? Is there
three votes?
Was there a hanging chad?
We just need three votes.
Three.
We can't base it off one vote.
Now, real quick, Vasago831, new follower, thank you for following on Twitter. Thank you for listening. He actually did respond to our previous Twitter question, what video game world you'd want to live in. Unfortunately, we got that response after our recording. So his answer, though, was Spyro the Dragons.
Hmm.
Which is a very colorful, very friendly kind of thing.
Yeah, friendly.
Presumably, you would either be a dragon or an egg thief.
A baby dragon.
Well, yeah, no, you could just be a dragon. I mean, there was other dragons. Most of them were
petrified. Spyro was the cutest, though. Why would you want to be anything but Spyro?
He was also the spunkiest, though.
Is he?
Yeah.
A little spunk.
That spunk out of here.
I never played too much Spyro.
Yeah?
No. I mean, I played it a couple times at a friend's house, but I never owned the game or actually played through it.
This one of the few games that I actually 100%ed.
Really?
The first one, yeah.
Got through all the rings and everything?
Got through all the rings, got all the eggs, did all the chases. I mean, I was livid at certain times.
Nice, man.
But I did it. The first Crash Bandicoot was another game that I 100%ed that one.
Oh, man, I can't wait to talk about Crash Bandicoot 2. Trust me. There's talk about that. It's very interesting stuff.
All right, but why would you want to do three rounds of voting? I mean, what would get into your mindset that requires three rounds?
Not three rounds. Three votes.
You need three votes. Okay. Yeah. I thought you wanted...
I need a minimum of three votes
this to be real. I thought you wanted round one, round two, and final
round. No. Three votes.
Three votes.
You know, one person voting in.
Okay.
Thank you for voting in.
Yeah, thank you.
But one person voting in, it's extremely biased, man.
I'm just saying in the presidential campaign, if only one person voted, that person would become the next president, whoever they voted for. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just how it is. The vote, we gave them an entire week.
Technicalities again, Dan?
We gave them an entire week for the voting process. We only got, okay, actually, technically, gave them about a day for the voting process, but they could have written in.
No, how's that a day?
Well, that's why I sent out the tweet today, but they could have sent us an email.
Wait, no, you said this on the podcast.
I did say it on the podcast. That's what I'm saying. They could have sent us an email. They could have just sent us direct messages to the Twitter.
No one sends emails anymore, dude.
But the official Twitter question of the day was the vote, was asking people to vote.
Was that yesterday?
No, that was today.
You did that today?
Yeah, of course. I always send out a Twitter question the day we record. Tuesdays.
Oh. You should do it one day before.
Maybe I should.
Maybe you should, because it makes sense
maybe
to do it not on the day that it's happening.
Maybe you should come up with some Twitter questions.
Oh, I will.
All right.
Think I won't?
No, I believe you.
Your face got all serious. It was funny to me. Well, okay, I'll think of the next Twitter question.
You text it to me? Yeah. You give it to me on the Monday?
I'll give it to you, all right. What? So, NX, right?
Nintendo NX, yes.
They actually announced a game for the NX.
What would that be?
There's going to be a new
The Dragon new Zelda Quest. Game?
No. I don't care about no Zelda game.
Yeah, you do. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. You saw that. You're like, open world? Just like GTA? I gotta have it.
I don't gotta have it. Dresses like a chick.
No, no, that's the 3DS one. I'm talking about the Wii U one.
Oh, the Wii U one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I gotta have that one, yeah. Yeah.
I don't want no cross-dressing Link. A cross-dressing Zelda, though. I'm okay with that.
Well, it's been done.
It's been done, and you loved the game.
Yeah, the game was good. The game was good.
Yeah, the game was good.
And I didn't even know that was Zelda.
I didn't even know the game's good, because I never played it.
Well, she did have the blonde hair like Zelda.
Yeah, she did, but I mean
blonde. I mean, she was always some stairs. You're like, it's probably Zelda.
Yeah, it's blonde hair anyway.
But Dragon Quest XI.
Yep.
Yeah.
Coming out on Nintendo NX.
Official.
Yep. But not only on Nintendo NX, is
no,
it?
No, not only. It's also coming out on the 3DS.
Yeah.
You know what's fun about the 3DS one? You're going to have two different, they're copycat screens, right?
So each screen does the same thing?
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
A little bit.
But it's...
Why do I want
it's
that?
It's new, it's interesting. Because the bottom one, it's going to have 2D graphics like the old NES.
NES or Super Nintendo?
I don't know. It doesn't really matter, does it?
A little bit.
Doesn't matter?
Colors. Color spectrum.
16-bit versus 8-bit. Yeah, it makes a difference.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
But yeah, well, is it 16-bit then?
16-bit, yeah. 16-bit yeah. Graphics.
Yeah, at the bottom and then the top one's going to be like more 3D.
Yeah, more, it looked like Dragon Quest 9, Dragon Quest 10-ish on the 3DS. I forget which one.
Chibi ones.
Little chibi ones. Mm-hmm. Which is remarkably different from the way that the NX one looks. Well, the NX is a lot more the new Star Ocean, where, you know, anatomically correct body proportions. Yeah, you know, there's multiple layers and stuff, levels and stuff like that, clearly visible. You can look up and down, left and right. The enemies are on the map, and you can see them running to them, etc., etc. They still look like the Monster Hunter monsters. No matter how 3D they are, it's very nice for them to keep that art design. Yeah. That's all it's coming out for? Nintendo, once again, taking another one of my childhood franchises and raping it for all it's worth?
It might be coming out on the PlayStation 4.
Oh, okay.
It might be.
Wait, on the NX and the PlayStation 4?
Bam!
But what does that tell us about the NX?
It's going to be a good console.
They're at least capable of running Unreal Engine 4.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Aren't they hooking up with NVIDIA?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think I heard something about that. But yeah, I'm excited for this
news. NVIDIA will make some good graphics chips for them. There.
Yeah. I'm excited for this news because I like Dragon Quest. I've only played the first four.
Only. Well, there's 11 of them. Yeah, there's going to be 11 of them.
Technically, soon. One of them is an MMO, so. Which is actually got announced.
I don't like that about.
Announced for PlayStation 4 in the North American release, so that's cool.
Too. I don't like that about Final Fantasy. The only games I didn't play are the ones that are MMOs.
Yeah, well, now there's a Dragon Quest game you'll never play because it's an MMO.
I'm against paying a month for playing a video game.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's not me.
What if Isaac was a monthly subscription?
Oh, no. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Even Street Fighter?
Oh, man. See, now you're hitting closer to home, man.
Yeah, but all these things could be real someday.
No, there's no way, dude. There's no way they would charge monthly to play Street Fighter. No, I would just go to the arcades.
No, they might not charge monthly to play Street Fighter, but to play online.
Damn it. One-time fee.
But
I mean, somebody would probably do that. I think that's been done, hasn't it?
For a fighting game?
Mortal Kombat did that.
Really?
Yeah, if you bought the game, it came with a code to play online. But if you bought a used copy, you have to buy
an online code. A lot of PlayStation games have done that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the same
basic
thing.
That's still a one fee rate.
Yeah.
To make sure
well, that's what I mean. That's been done before. Like, I wasn't talking about subscription, per se, but...
Yeah.
There was, the whole pain to play online kind of, I don't know, it bugs me. It really bugs me.
I mean, it was $10 to get the online rights for a used game you bought. A lot of people hated on it.
It's an incentive to buy a new game, basically.
It's an incentive to buy a new game, and it's also, if you're buying a used game, you're making sure that the developers and the creators of the games are still getting something from it. Which, I was fine with that. I mean, it wasn't like it was like $30. Oh, I just bought this used game for $30, and and spend $30 to play online, that I might as well just buy a new one. That was just $10.
Definitely does support the developers. It's not a bad thing. It really isn't. But people are gonna gripe about it all the damn time.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like me, dude. If I buy a game, I should be able to play online. I think.
Not if you buy Warcraft.
Yeah, well.
Unless you want to spend that Skrilla.
How much is that?
$15 a month.
Yeah. See, I'm not. There's no way.
We'll see what's doing it. No way. It's impossible for a new MMO the struggle to get that.
There's so many free ones out there though.
Yeah, and that's that's why a lot of people are like, yeah, this paid subscription model is dead. Warcraft's still chugging along.
Those guys will never die, dude.
Never will. No. Well, when Warcraft 2 comes out, MMO.
Are they even working on 2?
No, no announcements.
Yeah, they're gonna ride this one forever.
They did update the graphics.
I mean, they have ridden it forever.
Yeah.
I mean, when did this come out? This came out like at least like 10 years ago.
Came out, pretty long time ago. I'm not gonna lie, I don't even know.
It's been about a decade, right?
So long ago. I don't even know. But Dragon Quest XI wasn't the only thing announced. Also, Dragon Quest Heroes 2 also got announced. If you're not familiar with Dragon Quest Heroes, I'm not sure if it's come out in the States yet. It is coming out in the States. It's a Dynasty Warriors type game set in the Dragon Quest universe. We get to play different characters from different like Dragon Quest games, stuff like that. Musou Status, which is the development team. It's a Musou game. But it seems like Dynasty Warriors, or like the Zelda game that came out on the Wii U recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but with Dragon Quest. So the sequel's been announced because the first one did so well. And it's coming to the following console providers, PlayStation.
Yeah?
No, that's it.
Oh.
It's coming exclusively to PlayStation systems.
Nice. I was waiting for it.
Yeah, you were waiting for it. So that's pretty big news, especially in Japan. Dragon Quest, still more popular than Final Fantasy in Japan.
Nihongo. Oh, Nihon. Sorry. No, Nihongo is Japanese. Nihon is Japan.
Okay.
My bad.
But still more popular RPG franchise than Final Fantasy is over in Japan.
I could see it.
I mean, you don't have to see it. It's just facts.
Stop busting my chops over here, Dan.
Well, somebody's got to keep this train in order. It's supposed
to be a damn partnership.
Got to keep this on track, man.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be a partnership, dude, not a not partnership.
The partnership is that I bust your chops.
Is that the deal we made?
Yeah.
I don't remember signing this paper, man.
Well, I mean, I have it.
Is my signature even on there?
Yeah, let me show it to you.
That looks a little forged.
I mean, you spell your name with a Y, right?
Yes.
All right, then. Yeah, see, it's good.
Okay. There's a Y in there. It must be your signature. Is this your wallet? No, that's not my wallet. But your ID's inside your wallet, yeah? So if your ID's inside the wallet, it must mean this is your wallet, right? Yeah, makes sense. So here's your wallet. And that's not my wallet. You know where that's from?
No.
That's from SpongeBob.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was when they were trying to make that, Oh, who's that bad guy? The bad supervillain guy.
Squidward?
No, it's a supervillain, I said. Squidward's not a supervillain.
I don't watch the show.
You don't watch it?
Oh, no.
SpongeBob's awesome.
It's been, proven to make kids dumber.
No, it's not proven. What?
There was a report. There's a scientific report.
Well, there was a part where they're teaching the supervillain to be nice. And then Patrick drops his wallet. And the guy's like, okay, he picks it up. He's like, hey, Patrick, here's your wallet. And Patrick's like, that's not my wallet. And he's like, but I just saw you drop it. I'm just returning it to you. Yeah, but that's not my wallet. And he looks inside and he's like, well, are you Patrick Starr? He's like, yeah. Well, this is your ID, right? Yeah. Well, this was in this wallet. So does that mean that this is your wallet? It makes sense to me. It's like, here's your wallet. That's not my wallet. It's funny, dude. Trust me. Just watch the episode. Watch the episode. Look it up online.
Don't know. I don't remember how to use the internet.
People remember, dude.
Since you told me that story.
You're the only one.
I don't remember how to use the internet. Oh my god, it's true. No, I watched the movie and I enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, the movie was cool.
Talking
about the new one, right?
No, I was talking about the first one.
The first one? Did you watch the second one?
No. I watched the first one in theaters and I enjoyed that one. Whenever I try to watch the show, I was just like, "Uh."
What the hell is that?
That's me trying to watch an episode of SpongeBob.
You were getting dumber, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it now. It's all so clear.
It's all so true. Alright, So, sports has become a big thing. You know that there's people creating companies that allow you to bet on sports now and stuff like that?
You can always bet on sports, though.
Now it's an official company.
I don't see what the difference is between that and, going to Vegas.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's a, online Vegas for sports betting instead of having to go find somebody that'll take your bet for a sports
betting. Oh, you know what? The thing with that is that they... You remember when the poker online poker was coming out? It got super popular. It was on ESPN and stuff, Texas Hold'em, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started doing all the ones online with real money. And then California at one point is like, hey, yeah, we're not going to let this be. And so they took away the real money part of the actual gambling part of the whole thing. And I think someone told me that you could do it again. But I don't know. I haven't actually seen it. I mean, it's not something that I really care to go back to at this point.
I'm sure you can get around it by saying you're buying game currency, like most free-to-play games. I mean, let's be honest.
But, I mean, if you win a large amount of money, it has to be reported.
Yeah.
So.
And taxed.
Yeah, but it also gets reported to the state.
I'm sure California's like, oh, we get that much money? Oh,
hey.
Turn a blind eye.
Keep playing. I don't know. So it makes me feel like maybe that's not going to be a California thing.
It might not be a California thing, but it's still a thing that's happening, and it's actually caused quite a few things. You're familiar with MLG, and they do a lot of the Call of Duty tournaments and stuff like that.
MLG on ESPN now.
Yep. And there's a lot of teams and stuff like that, and they'll Twitch for MLG and stuff like that. And now people are betting on these games that are on these Twitch-specific nights and stuff like that. So what's happening is causing a bit of a problem is that because of the betting, people will bet for their team. They'll find somebody who's twitching on the opponent's team or something like that. Or they'll find out when the game's happening.
They're taking dives.
And they'll DDoS the players.
Oh, that's lame, dude.
So the players won't be able to play, and then they'll have to forfeit the game so that their team wins. Yeah.
This was actually proven?
This is the thing that is happening.
Damn, dude. That's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Man, greedy people, bro.
I mean, for me, the quick fix at this point is to...
turn off chat?
Not allow... No, I mean...
Does it have to do with chat? Or is it just the amount of people that's on there?
No, it's no, because that would just affect the stream. But literally, somebody's sending... DDoS is who this person's...
what exactly is that? I thought it was more of
It's a denial of service.
I thought that was something more had to do with more where it's just a lot of people cramming into one...
Essentially, into one... it's a lot of requests, as far as I understand it. It's a lot of like pinging requests and stuff like that. And okay. So your computer's I can't handle this.
So there's a million people basically asking for information from this website at one point, and the website's And just kind of...
From what I understand, yes, basically that. Except, people create the programs that will do it. Instead of having a million people, you just get off of one computer.
There's bots for everything.
So they're doing that to the players that, they have to forfeit because they can't play. So my elegant solution to this problem, which I thought of in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's quite.
Therefore, must be the best solution there is. Sure, analysts around the world can't compete with this solution.
Of course.
Don't pay out for games that are forfeited. If the game gets forfeited, you get your money back and you put into it, nothing more, nothing less.
Hmm. That's actually a pretty good solution.
Right? Simple.
People
would be mad. People wouldn't be DDoSing either. Unless they wanted to.
That wouldn't stop them.
It might. Well, it will stop people doing it just to win money off of their bets.
Yeah.
I mean, it might stop it from people. People might do it when they realize their team is losing. To not lose their money in the bet, but I mean, it'd probably curve on it at least a little bit.
That's still super messed up.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
It's a form of cheating, right?
Yeah.
Are people getting caught?
I don't know if anybody's getting caught yet. It's just that's a thing that's coming up and happening.
Are MLG players using drugs? Damn.
Well, MLG players may be using drugs, but you know who won't be using drugs? And where you can get a nice, clean, competitive atmosphere?
Where?
The Electronic Sports League. The ESL League is, or the ESL, is starting to drug test its competitors.
Kind of like the ATM machine?
Yeah. Sure.
You said ESL League.
Yeah.
It's ATM machine.
That's true.
People have a thing about other people saying ATM machine.
So, one event is going to be randomly tested.
Wait, they're being tested for drugs.
Yep.
For video games.
Yep.
Because drugs can enhance their performance somehow.
Well, I mean, like, if you're taking speeding, you can just click on the mouse that much faster.
Oh, right? Man. Well, yeah. If you can get like 1,000 clicks a second, then...
I mean, we already know that shooters are a Twitch-based game, right? And, like, if you have faster Twitch responses, you usually get that kill faster, right? So, you know, just pop some drugs into your system. Get your motion, though. Get some Ritalin going.
You know, I saw a video of this guy in Destiny getting, like, headshots from a quick aim. You know what I mean? Like, quick aim, headshot. Done. Right? Yeah. And I was like, dude, that's got to be an aimbot. That's got to be an aimbot. And then, and we'll talk more about this, like, SGDQ, Summer Games Done Quick.
Okay.
Which is happening right now. So people need to watch that. Like, it's going on for the rest of the week until Sunday.
Okay.
It's a whole week event. So it starts from Sunday and then ends on Sunday. So it's and the Twitch page for that is Games Done Quick on Twitch. So go ahead and follow those guys, and you can there's a schedule. You can go on there online, on their webpage, and check the schedule. See if there any games that you're interested in seeing speedruns of, and then just go ahead and tune in at those times. But I saw a guy do Borderlands, the pre-sequel. And this guy, dude, like, I mean, this is all speedruns, dude. That's all, that's basically what it is.
It's a pre-sequel speedrun, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this guy was just, like, headshotting like crazy. And it was, I mean, it wasn't just, like, it didn't seem like he was taking any time to aim at their heads.
Yeah.
Like, he was just going from one to the other, one to the other, one to the other. Headshot, headshot, headshot. It was freaking amazing, dude. Mm. And so it got me thinking, dude, people really are this good.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a bot that they created that, that helps them shoot things, These are people's skills. And it seems so insane to be able to do that. It happens just so quickly. But,
yeah,
man, I don't know, man. My fingers are not that nimble. I cannot do that.
Yeah, well, with practice, you could. With practice.
I don't know, man. That's...
Yeah, you also have mice that are especially designed the weight.
Oh, this guy was playing this guy was playing on PC, by the way.
Yeah. So they have special setup stuff like to help them, like, just so it feels just right. So they can just move there just enough.
And I feel like the mouse is a better cursor than the analog stick.
Mm. Interesting. But back to the drug testing thing real quick. You want to take a guess as to...
Methamphetamines.
What competitive game where drugs have been used? I mean, what competitive game? Just take a guess. Out of all the news we've had, what competitive game out there where people win money could have possibly brought up this problem?
Is it League of Legends?
No.
Why not?
No, because, I mean, do you not listen to our podcast? Mm-hmm. When we talk about all these competitive games and one keeps coming up over and over again. God.
What was that? The whole cheating thing and the... Oh my God, dude, I don't remember the name of the game.
That's right, Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike Global Offensive, yes. There's a bunch of cheaters, but there's been cheaters in that game for years, dude.
So, Corey Senfis, Senfis is his nickname, Friesen? I don't know. Admitted that him and other members of Cloud9 team use Adderall during an ESL tournament.
That'll make you twitchy.
$250,000 grand prize. That's, most people
know. That's a huge stimulant, isn't it?
It's a drug.
Don't they give that to people who have autism or something?
No, they give it to people with ADHD.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
It's used to increase focus and reaction time. So, Counter-Strike Go, once again.
Hey, I can see performance enhancing, though.
Yeah, see?
I was thinking street drugs, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just wouldn't have thought of actual prescription drugs.
Yeah, dude, it's always prescription drugs when you want, like...
No, man. Yeah, when you think drugs, you think street drugs.
No, when you think...
Crystal meth. Oh, I mean, ew. What?
Let's move on.
Marijuana.
I don't feel comfortable
anymore. It makes me swim better, dude.
Makes me swim better. Speaking of cheaters, Steam accounts did get hacked.
My Steam, they usually do a whole everybody change their password thing when that happens.
Yeah, it was actually a very silly loophole. If somebody knew your Steam username, they could just use the request new password feature to get a new password for your account.
Doesn't it go through your email?
I think typically. But apparently this was the loophole was they would go, I forgot my password, and they were able to access...
Hey, reset your password.
Your account.
Don't you want my email? No, it's fine. Just reset it
now. They are resetting passwords on accounts that have had suspicious password changes during the period of where this bug was happening. So it hasn't been fixed. If you get an email...
I can't believe they would make it that easy.
It was a bug. It was a loophole.
A loophole is not a bug.
Kind of is. It's an oversight bug.
I guess that's the thing. Still wouldn't call it a bug. An oversight for sure.
Yeah, definitely an oversight. But yeah, PC versus controller. There's definitely been a large argument over...
You're talking about keyboards?
Yeah, keyboards.
Keyboards suck.
Keyboards and mouse over...
Keyboards are impossible to use. No one can use a keyboard.
Over joysticks, over controllers.
Like I said, though, a mouse as a cursor is a lot better than an analog stick.
There's been a debate, right? The first-person shooter side of things, there's always been a debate over this. You know, especially between PC and Xbox, because they're the two main competitors of first-person shooter games and tournaments and stuff like that. Some people saying the sticks are better. Some people saying mouse and keyboard all the way is the only way to play and stuff like that.
That rhymed.
Well, we'll finally have an answer, because Xbox as well as PlayStation are getting mouse and keyboard support, but PlayStation 4 is getting specific keyboard and mouse made by, it's called the Tactical Assault Commander 4. That's wired keyboard and mouse designed for the PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 3.
Oh, it's wired.
And it's officially licensed by Sony. And it has all the buttons that are on your PlayStation controller in both the mouse and the keyboard. It's actually a small keyboard. It's a condensed keyboard that basically would have just what you needed for games like first-person shooters, stuff like that. So
is that the
movement keys? All the buttons are mapped out as PlayStation buttons, basically, except for the movement keys. Those are just arrows.
From seeing it seems like it's missing the F keys, the fast weapon keys.
What do you mean fast weapon keys?
Like, you can have, say in Doom, you can set certain... Oh, no, the number keys. Those are the number keys. I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you can, like, one would be a pistol, two would be your shotgun, three machine gun, four plasma, and so on. So, it doesn't seem to be big enough to support all of that.
I can see what you're saying. I mean...
I've played a couple of keyboard games myself.
Literally.
Mostly Doom 3 and Borderlands 2.
I mean, that's true, but like in a Call of Duty or a game like that, you have like one or two weapons that you're switching between. You're not going between 10 of them, so it's a bit of a different scenario. But I mean, it's interesting. I like that it's just what you need to play a game. No full QWERTY keyboard and stuff like that.
It does have a directional pad.
Yeah, it has a directional pad, and it actually has it on the keyboard as well.
That's interesting. How would that directional pad work?
It's probably for going through the menus on the PlayStation.
Okay.
It's like the Rock Band games, stuff like that, have it on their controllers just so you can navigate the menus.
I don't know, man. It just seems too weird and doesn't seem like it has enough buttons for like true PC gamers to enjoy.
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, like, if for a first-person shooter, you're still only using about that much of the keyboard.
Up, down, left, right, basically.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit more than that, but still, like, for the size of what this is, that's basically the buttons you use for a first-person shooter. Especially competitively, I would say.
Yeah, because, I mean, it usually is just up, down, left, right, and tab.
And grenade, knife,
tab and
reload.
And shift as well, shift for run, right?
Yeah, you usually shift to run, controls like crouch, space for jumping.
And you can map, I mean, you can always map, like, switching weapons on your mouse. On the mouse wheel, you can change the...
Yeah, this will have a mouse wheel that has the little trigger buttons on the side.
There's some that... Oh, see, those are cool, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never had a fancy, really fancy mouse, but, the fanciest I've gotten is a three-button mouse.
Oh, wow.
With a wheel that,
Oh, with the wheels button?
It has a wheel, yeah, and then you can... move the wheel to the left and the right, and it's, you know, more buttons right there.
Okay, I've seen those. Yeah,
those are kind of cool. I like those, but like I say, I'm not a huge PC gamer, you know, especially because my PC is not really a gaming computer. So
yeah, that's true.
But I mean, Borderlands 2, I played Borderlands 2 on keyboard. I played Doom 3. I've also played like platformers on keyboard. I don't like platformers on keyboard.
It's a little stiff.
Yeah. But the shooters are okay. I like the shooters. The mouse, I love the mouse, you know, for shooting.
Yeah.
It's really awesome. Like, I mean, if there was a way for me to be able to have a directional pad, kind of like a, say like a Wii, like a nunchuck. If I had like a nunchuck in one hand and a mouse in the other, I think that it would be like the perfect combination for me for a PC game.
Okay. That's interesting.
Kind of, you know, a little from both worlds, I guess.
Little bit of this, little bit of that.
Yeah, you know, that's my perfect keyboard setup right there. Because even the nunchuck has buttons. You know what I mean? It has a direction that has buttons on top and then the bottom. No, or just the top. I can't remember.
No. Yeah, it's just the bottom. I think it has the Z trigger.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. All right, I want to switch gears for a bit.
Guilty Gear. Somewhere along those lines.
No. But G also stands for Gamescom. PlayStation's not going to be doing the conference at Gamescom, which is a little bit interesting. It's one of their bigger demographics is Europe. I'm sure developers will still be showing games, stuff like that. But you would think they would show stuff from EA Molecule or Guerrilla Games, Cambridge, stuff like that, you know, from the European developers. Apparently not. Or at least they're not going to hold a big conference. They might have stuff on the floor. They'll probably have stuff on the floor, just not a conference for it. But Xbox is going to be there. And Xbox is going to show gameplay of Crackdown. Crackdown. Yeah, that's what it is.
Crack.
They're going to show some gameplay of Crack.
Woo! There's been a lot of drugs mentioned in this podcast. Do you know that? Seems to be the theme of this podcast.
I'm just saying, you know, if you want to give me some money later, I can...
I think we should title this podcast Drugs.
Drugs.
Talk about drugs.
Woo! Crack! Did you hear the news about crack the other day? I smoked it. don't do drugs, kids.
I ate a peanut butter and crack sandwich.
Oh, what was your review of that?
A++++. Would eat again. Yeah, seriously, don't do drugs.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
Drugs is bad.
Very bad.
Okay.
So yeah, Crackdown is going to be showing at Gamescom, which, I don't know, I know some people didn't like Crackdown, some people loved it. I mean, it's initially sold well because they had the next Halo thing, like you bought Crackdown, the first Crackdown, you get beta access to Halo 2 or 3 or something like that, and that's what sold a lot, and it actually ended up taking off from that on its own right, which is nice, you know, it's nice when that actually does happen. But some news did break today that I think Xbox probably wished had stayed buried a little bit longer.
I don't understand that. I don't understand what happened exactly. But I heard you have a theory about this.
All right. So Rise of the Tomb Raider, long shown at many Xbox conferences, coming to Xbox. Xbox, very careful, but also very confusing with the language they've used to explain whether or not this game was an exclusive, stuff like that. Like, it was, a lot of people were like, no, this can't be an exclusive game, but a lot of people were left scratching their head hearing that the Xbox conferences and stuff like that, how this game was mentioned.
Because I never saw it mentioned in anything Sony.
No, it never was.
At all. Never like was. Anything.
Yeah.
No commercials, no
anything. No Sony logo on any of the trailers, nothing. So a lot of people were very confused because, like, this can't be an exclusive, but it sounds like it is an exclusive. What's going on? So recently, Square Enix revealed that it's coming to PC,
Early 2016, and coming to PS4 late 2016. So basically a year after it came out on Xbox. So it's a timed exclusive, officially confirmed timed exclusive. Xbox players be able to play it a year before PlayStation players. PlayStation players probably don't care because they'll play Uncharted, get their Uncharted fix, play the next game in between, and pick up Tomb Raider.
You know, a year is a pretty long time.
It is a pretty long time. But I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal for PlayStation players.
Don't you think it's enough time for the hype to be over?
Might be enough time for the hype to be over, and then Square Enix loses out. I mean, we're still getting Uncharted, right? Yeah. This is basically a Uncharted on drugs. From the trailers I've seen, right? Okay. It takes...
Yeah.
Uncharted on crack.
She can climb icy
rocks. I mean, she can do whatever Nathan Drake can do, but it's more extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what, from the trailers, is what this is.
There's even extreme close-ups.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, it's not like PlayStation owners really are hurting too much for it, because Uncharted 4 is just right around the corner. And then, if they want more of it, well, man, there's Rise of Tomb Raider later on after you finish Uncharted. It's not, yeah, so, I mean, Phil Spencer himself said, like, we want Rise of Tomb Raider to compete with Uncharted, because we needed a game like Uncharted. And so we wanted Rise of Tomb Raider. So my theory as to why it's been very confusing, why it hasn't been shown on PC or PlayStation or any like mention of that at all happening, my theory is that Xbox was in talks with Square Enix trying to keep it exclusive to Xbox.
Completely.
Completely exclusive. Yeah. I think the entire time that it's been kept quiet is like, alright, we know it's coming to Xbox, we know we're gonna have time exclusive for sure, let's start showing it our things, but can we sweeten that pot and make this exclusive? And it was probably back and forth, like, how much would it cost, and what do we need to pay you, etc. Eventually, it just crumbled apart, it came to a price where Xbox, like, you know, can't pay that, what you're asking.
What role do you think Sony played in this, though?
I think Sony played no role. I don't think Sony cared.
So Sony just left it alone?
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
No, I think it makes sense.
I mean, it's always been said that it's a time exclusive. It's just got really confusing because of the jargon and the way it's been presented and stuff like that. So presumably it was always a time exclusive. For a while, people started thinking that it might just be an Xbox exclusive. I think there's a good reason to believe that they were trying to make that happen. Just the very fact that Phil Spencer said, like, we need Rise of Tomb Raider because we need a game like Uncharted. That, to me, just that phrasing right there just tells me that, like, they were trying to make this exclusive. You can only get this on Xbox. But I think the deal finally fell through. Square Enix probably wanted too much money because making an exclusive game, especially for third-party development, is kind of a scary thing. How much games cost nowadays. So there's a lot of sales that you're missing out on. So, I mean, a lot of times you see these exclusive deals with third parties.
Yeah, but you get the money, though, up front.
But is it enough? Is it enough to offset
the potential sales?
Yeah. Because, I mean, the previous Tomb Raider, that sold like gangbusters. People love that.
Yeah.
So, you know,
people are waiting for that for a long time.
Though. I mean, they also get to see the hype of the new Tomb Raider. Once Xbox shows, hey, there's a new Tomb Raider, they get to see all that hype. They get to see how much of a buzz it made when they said it was an Xbox exclusive or timed exclusive and stuff like that. So you got to see all that buzz and be like, oh, man, people really do want this game. Like, you know. Maybe we shouldn't make it exclusive. So I think they finally, you know, negotiations probably finally fell down, and so Square Enix is like, all right, it's not gonna happen. Here's the release dates for PC and PS4.
Good theory.
I think so.
Seems legit. Well, speaking of exclusives, I want to get into Street Fighter. Again.
Go for it.
So, Street Fighter, the beta came out this past weekend, and what a beta it was. It came out on Thursday, and a lot of people were having connectivity issues, weren't connecting to the server, just problems everywhere. And basically, what they ended up saying was that it was an overload of the servers. Too many people trying to get in at the same time, and then just the servers just couldn't handle all the information. And So they ended up shutting down for maintenance, and the maintenance lasted a long time. The next day, Friday, there's supposed to be more people that were able to get in after the maintenance and stuff like that, and but people were still having issues. Saturday, you know, same kind of deal. You know, they were shutting down for maintenance again, and then started up again, and you know, a bunch of more people were supposed to be able to get in, and I was actually able to get in a couple of fights, and then I got kicked out. I got kicked out of the server.
But you actually got the fight?
I got two fights in. Yeah, one win, one loss.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Was your loss against a birdie?
My loss. No, I won against a birdie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and who was my loss? I think Ryu. Ryu was my loss.
Of course, it has to be. Because Ryu. So,
yeah, Birdie was my first match, and I won pretty. No, one of the rounds. I won two rounds in a row, but one of the rounds got really close. But I ended up taking that one, and then the Ryu one. I think he won two in a row, but that one was a lot more close. Both rounds were really close.
How does it feel?
It feels good. It feels different, and I enjoy that. I mean, I would be very disappointed if it had the same feel as Street Fighter 4.
Right.
But it definitely does not have the same feel. And I was trying to do... I mean, I went in there blind. Like, I didn't look at Bison's moves. I didn't look, you know, what his Ultra was. Or, you know, not Ultra, but Super Art, I guess. Back to Street Fighter 3. So I kind of went in there blind. I was like, yeah, it's probably, you know, I figured it was the same thing. You know what I mean? And it was. The Psycho Crusher now is not a Psycho Crusher, obviously. It's just like this little ball. It's not a fireball. It's just in front of you. Okay. Basically, you just kind of, you throw out like this glowing ball in front of your hand. Like, it surrounds your hand.
Interesting.
His Devil Reverse is done by, you know, like, it's the same as a head stomp, except if you hit punch during a head stomp, it will do the Devil Reverse.
Now,
and if you...
Let me ask you, as a person who's played these games a lot, and this person who follows the fighting game scene and stuff like that, why make these changes to moves? Why change the way they're done?
It makes the game fresh.
Is that the only reason? Is it more of a balancing? Like, you can pull these moves off faster now, or it's a little harder to tell what person's going to do based off how they're hitting their joystick?
I mean, I think people get tired of the same game repeated, right?
Right.
Over and over and over again. I think this is one of the reasons that I stopped playing Tekken. Well, because I felt like it was the same game. Even though, you know, you get new characters, you get, you know, like, you're basically new characters. This is all it is.
You get new ways of counting, though.
It always felt like the same, though. Okay. I mean, kind of in the same way as, what else? I guess kind of like Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was the same game for a long time, and then...
Poke off the edge.
And then the new, you know, when the new Soul Calibur came out, they came out with, like, you know, these little supers and stuff like that. Different ways to play the game, you know what I mean? Different things you can do inside the game.
Yeah.
And it made it different, and you know, I got more into it. I got more into the new Soul Calibur because it was different from the rest of them. The Tekken one, I mean, it changed a little, but I don't think it changed enough for me. For me to consider it a different game than the previous ones.
So is this presumably this is probably what happened to King of Fighters, you would say?
I think so. King of Fighters always seems to be the same kind of style since the beginning.
Yeah.
Since like the Neo Geo times, you know, when the Neo Geo was in the arcades like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's, you know, kind of like the Fatal Fury types.
Yeah.
I mean they have a Fatal Fury characters in there, but
that means SNK.
Yeah, it's SNK. Oh, SNK. Yeah. So it's, I think it does mostly does have the same feel as the older games, but there's obviously been changes to it too, you know. But I think overall it does. I wouldn't call it a copycat, but just it feels very similar,
right?
And going back to Tekken seems pretty much the same game to me. Like throughout the beginning of the Tekken series, and you know, like, I don't know, man, it just doesn't call out to me anymore. But you know, like Street Fighter has changed. Like every series changes, it seems like, you know what I mean. When when you got into Street Fighter 2, I mean, there was tons of Street Fighter 2s. Oh, my God. Oh, dude, versions and versions of Street
Turbo,
Fighter 2.
Turbo Championship Edition. Turbo Championship Edition Remix.
And it was, I mean, it was cool. You get to play the bosses, you know what I mean?
Super Turbo Championship.
And then it got faster. And then you could do the Rainbow Edition, where you can just shoot fireballs from all over the place. And fireballs start, like, wiggling around. And you can go up, like, 20 different screens with Sangeev and do a pile driver and fall down, like, 20 different screens and then hit. You know, it got crazy. And but I think from, you know, from Street Fighter 2 to the even the new challengers, it was a different game than Street Fighter 2. Even though it was still branded Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
But the, you know, it felt a lot different now. Like it moved a little faster. The animations were different. I think that the overall design was very different. When it comes to you know, you get into the Alpha series, that changed a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They got the animation there is, I don't know how to explain it, but it was just, it wasn't as I mean, I guess the graphics got better and it looked like a better cartoon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was more fluid.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and you know, you started getting into your, you know, your supers and stuff like that. All your supers are really cool.
Yeah,
different types of supers.
These are just the chain combos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and then I don't want to talk about the 3D Street Fighter ones because those are.
What, you don't want to talk about EX? The Mexican skeleton guy? The
skull guy, yeah.
He was the most broken character in that game.
But I think, I don't know about that game. And then there was a Street Fighter the movie.
Oh, it's the game, yeah.
The game, yeah. That was ridiculous.
Oh, man, that was a full motion capture.
For I cannot believe that game was made. But anyway, it was made. It exists, so.
Don't buy it.
But even then, you know what I mean? Even those games are different. They're completely different. Obviously, the 3D fighter is going to be different because it's a 3D fighter compared to a 2D fighter.
Yeah.
And the movie one, man, it was...
It was different, as in it was not enjoyable.
Yeah. It was that different. It was so different, it wasn't enjoyable. And then you get into, like, the Street Fighter 3 series.
Yeah, Third Strike.
And definitely, well, Third Strike, you know,
yeah,
was probably, like, the best one out of them all. There was, I think there was three different ones, three different Street Fighter 3s.
There's three, there's Third Strike, there's, if you consider second, a different one.
There was a second,
Oh, yeah, there was a second
one. The second, what was it called? Second something? Second Coming?
I think so.
Something like that. So there was like three different versions of Street Fighter 3. And obviously the last one was definitely the better one of them all. And that one was, that one was fast. It was more technical.
Yeah, there's so many ways to block.
And it was, and you get the parry system, you know what I mean? And it was a really great game, and it was completely different from the other ones. And then you got, you know, Street Fighter 4 changed too, you know what I mean? You got the focus attacks, and, you know, it seems the game got a little slower, and I think the combos got a little more difficult when you start extending your combos.
Yeah.
You know, you got this one frame lengths and stuff like that. People figuring out, you know, like, so like 360 moves, you know, you don't need a whole 360 turn on the joystick, you know, you just need basically it's not even 3/4, it's less than 3/4. Yeah, it's less than 3/4 of a circle, and the move will come out. Some people can do a standing double circle with saying you can do his ultra while standing, which is insane. It's insane, trust me. It's very difficult. It's very difficult to do two full circles, or you know, one in one in
2π circles.
1 3/8 maybe? 1 3/8 circles without jumping. You have to be super fast on it. So you know that changed. You know what I mean? And then you have the focus attacks and all that stuff, and then that one got super technical. Street Fighter 4 is super technical game.
Yeah.
And now Street Fighter 5,
would you say, was I right? Is it a mix between 3 and 4?
I would say so, yeah. I would definitely say so.
Called it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's not as fast as it looks. It seems faster, but I've seen speed comparisons to it. And it's, I mean, some things are faster, some things are not. But overall, it feels almost like it's the same speed when you look at the two combined, or side by side.
Yeah. But when you're playing it.
But when you're playing it, it feels faster. It feels like a faster game.
Okay.
Which is awesome. Yeah. You know? And, you know, the movesets changed a little. And at least for Bison, it has. And I think that's enjoyable. Like his EX, his EX scissor or knee press in Street Fighter 4, it's basically the same, except you glow yellow. All right. And then in Street Fighter 5, you kick and then he does like this little air kicks and you know what I mean, and knocks him down. Because the knee press, the normal knee press won't knock him down. It just you know, it just stuns. It gives him a hit stun.
Right.
But the EX knocks him down and it has another little animation to it. You know what I mean? So like all the EX stuff is it's a little extra.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it looks cool. And the EX, you know, the super arts now are, you know, part of your EX meter. It's the same meter. So you basically, you know, if you do EX moves, you kind of lose your ultra, basically.
Okay.
But everybody has a new, oh my god, I forgot the name of it. The new gauge.
Oh, V something.
The V trigger.
Yeah, V
trigger. Yeah, the V trigger. V trigger does different things for different characters. I mean, it's not
makes Birdie broken.
Yeah. he has like some pretty. I saw a combo with Birdie that did like 80%. Yeah, it was really very, very broken. But everybody's has a V move, a V like V trigger move, I guess. I forgot what it's called exactly.
It'll expel the whatever you have left. Right?
No. I think you can always do it. It's just like a. I think like Bison, you can reflect reflect fireballs with it.
Is that only when it's V triggers up?
No, you can do that. You can do that without a V trigger.
Okay.
Yeah, like the move is still there. At least it's still there. Like I used it without, you know, at the beginning of the match. So I think you can use it. It's not a V trigger move, but it's a V something. It's a V move, I guess. I don't know. I forget the exact name for it. But the the V trigger will do different things. Like Bison doesn't have a teleport. Unless he does V trigger, and when he does V trigger, he teleports by dashing. So a dash creates a teleport, right? And it's and depending on your distance, it's very ambiguous. Even like even for me, like I couldn't tell which side I was gonna land on. And it was my spacing is off in the game. You know what I mean? I don't.
Yeah.
I need to learn spacing and how far he's gonna teleport. When he does his knee press, he also teleports. He'll disappear and then he appears and does a knee press. And I think he does the same thing with the head stomp. And I tried to do his ultra or the super art, and I couldn't do it. I could not do it. And I thought it was the same movement as Street Fighter 4, which is, you know, hold back, forward, and the three kicks. Mm-hmm. But I think in this one, you don't actually have to use any. You can just use a button, like a kick or a punch, depending on what your character uses. But, and his was a double fireball forward.
Really?
Yeah, which is basically what his Ultra 2 was in Street Fighter 4 before they changed it to a charge, to a charge move. And it used to be a double fireball forward, and you could react to fireballs and actually do the Ultra 2 on fireball characters.
Yeah.
And now you have to make sure you're holding the charge. So it made it more difficult to play Bison against Shotos and just fireball characters in general. When it changed it to a stupid charge move, and I was very disappointed in that change, but it is what it is, you know. Yeah. But I mean, it's still very early in the development of the game, so that might actually change. I hope it doesn't. I really would rather have it as a command move than a charge move. So, Capcom, please just keep it that way, please. Yeah, the game feels good. The game feels good. I mean, I only play two matches. I spend a lot of time in the training room. A lot of time. I think before I even got my first match, I was in the training room for like 30 minutes.
If people don't understand, when you're waiting for a match, it just puts you in the training room.
Yeah, that's basically what the game is. It's training room and matches.
Yeah.
Mostly training room. And
in this beta.
Yeah, so I was there for like a half an hour, dude, before I got a match.
But you got to play it,
though. I did, and I'm happy I got to play it.
And it's not even, this doesn't even count as your beta.
No, they ended up saying that this is not going to count towards the 3 betas that we're supposed to get before the game comes out. But this is, I mean, this is a good thing. This is a good thing for Capcom to be able to fix these issues early on. They were not, definitely were not expecting this overload of the servers. I don't know if they weren't expecting this many pre-sales or exactly what was going on.
True.
But they were just not expecting these problems.
You think they were doing the betas region by region, or you think
it was North America only?
North America only. Yeah. Okay.
And so, I mean, they're gonna they will be opening up to other countries soon, other regions. I think the next beta is supposed to be more than just North America. And I'm not exactly sure what where else they're. Presumably Japan.
Yeah, but, I think so. But, you got to get Daigo in on that.
Yeah. But I mean,
the poster boy.
I ended up getting kicked out of the server, and I saw a lot of people. I try to watch a lot of streams, and a lot of people are having trouble getting in as well. But like I said, this is a good thing for Capcom to catch these problems early on. I mean, this is the whole point of beta.
Yeah,
it's a test. Beta is beta testing. You know, it's a test for the game. See how it's going. See how it's gonna go in online. You know, with real people playing. And good opportunity for them to fix the issues, and hopefully for the next beta there'll be more people being able to get in and actually be able to play the game.
Yeah, but, I mean, you gotta test people actually playing the game.
Yeah,
for one thing.
Very fun game. I enjoyed it.
You're very excited.
I'm totally gonna main Bison, dude. He's really good.
Just a real quick update. Let the people know how your foot's doing.
My foot? Oh, let's talk about my foot. My foot's purple. I kicked the crap out of this little protector thing. I kicked the crap out of it. People were telling me, you're lucky your foot ain't broke. And I was like, yeah, you're probably right, because, you know, seeing the color of my foot, it's pretty damn bruised. I mean, even now, like, it's been like a week, about? It's been over a week.
Yeah.
I think it's been over a week, right?
It's been at least 1 week, because you talked about it the last episode.
Yeah, and it happened before that. I think it might have happened on a Monday.
Yeah.
Then. Makes sense.
Born on a Monday.
No, did it happen that same day? Did I say it happened the same day? I can't even remember anymore.
Yeah, I can't remember. All I know is
let's just call it a week. So, I say it happened on Tuesday.
How much of your foot's purple? Just the surface?
It goes from like halfway up the 3 middle toes.
Okay.
Down to basically before the middle of the
bridge.
The bridge. And then I have the split right here, where it's kind of split my foot open a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so that happened up there.
And that, okay, so the split is like right here. Okay. And then the purple is like from here to like here.
Okay, so above your toe, this is what happened above your toe. I thought the split happened closer to your toe, but it happened more in the middle of your foot.
Yeah. So it basically caught like the 3 middle toes from like the middle of the toe down.
Okay.
And so like it went from all the way over here to like, right here, so that's a good like 3 inches worth of hit.
Wow,
a lot of hits done right there for me.
So it still hurts, or is it pretty much just kind
of well, there might be a bit of an infection.
So you went to a doctor.
You know, doctors cost a lot of money.
Well, I mean, yeah, health insurance. Everybody has to have health insurance now.
Presumably everybody has health insurance because they'll get charged for it if they don't, unless you make. Not a lot of money.
Yeah. But at which point the government gives you Medi-Cal or something?
Yeah, I'm not able to get Medi-Cal. And I don't have insurance.
Does not none provided by your work?
No.
Okay.
So my foot is still
infected.
It's a minor infection.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's not like it's totally infected where I can't feel my foot and like hurts really bad when I walk. No, it's like when you get a cut, you know, and it gets infected a little bit and it just kind of hurts a little.
Yeah.
It's like that.
It's like drugs.
It's just a little red. There we go. Back to the drugs again. I wish I had some drugs right now.
It would make
legal drugs. Legal prescription drugs.
Make the pain go away. Like some Adderall so you can compete.
So, I don't know. I'm going to clean it off again. I'm going to, you know, douse it in alcohol and set it on fire.
That'll do it.
Yeah, fire kills everything.
Yeah, including your skin.
Yeah, but it'll regrow.
Yeah.
First degrees will regrow. Second degrees? Perhaps not.
Maybe. I'm not a medical person.
It's a... I don't know, man. That's a little borderline right there.
A little 50-50.
I know third degrees definitely won't come back.
No, but I mean, they just take skin off your, like, my anywhere. Butt. Yeah, you know, off your butt or something. Just put it on there.
There's a lot of skin there.
I mean, who...
Oh, don't get me wrong. It's nice. It's just a lot of it.
Woo!
Is it getting hot in here, Dan?
It's getting a little steamy.
I can't handle this whole all the steam, man. Speaking of steam, no steam news.
Speaking of fireworks,
there's steam that comes out of fireworks that are made out of hot water. What were we talking about? I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, my foot! Yeah. So, overall, it's gotten better. I like the pain. Most of the pain has gone away.
That's good.
Just
the infection pains.
Dude, but yeah, in the bruising, man. I wasn't expecting it to bruise because it didn't bruise right away. Like, even the next day, it didn't seem that bad. But, like, the third day, oh my god, dude, it was so purple.
So, the cells in your body got hit so hard, they didn't know what to do for a week.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for a couple of days.
For a couple of days.
And then I was like, oh, we're supposed to turn purple. And so they kept doing it for like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the cells told the other cells, hey, dude, we're supposed to turn purple. Come on. Come on. And I was like, oh, I didn't know, man. My bad. I
didn't get the memo.
All right. Hey, did you hear? We're supposed to be purple.
Yeah, you guys have been in blackout for a couple of days.
Let's, all right, man. I guess we're all turning purple, dude. Let's go.
Yeah, there was a search and rescue party sent in for the cells in your foot, and they found them like, hey guys, you're okay? Cool, turn purple. The boss wants you guys purple, so he doesn't do this again.
Dude, trust me, this is not going to happen again.
But it is.
It's not like this.
Not this exactly, but something like this will happen again.
It always
because
does.
Because we are people.
Yeah, I kicked it pretty hard. I don't know, man. But it's better. Whatever. I'll be fine.
Alright. Thanks for listening this week.
Remember, so no! Wait! I got one more thing. I forgot.
Alright.
It's gonna go quick.
Do it.
So a Games on Quick, right? Summer Games on Quick. There was a Crash Bandicoot 2 speedrun.
Okay.
Now, remember I was saying I was gonna talk about this. So the guy, and from what I hear, this guy's not normally like this on his stream. He's a normal guy, whatever. But during the speed run, with thousands of people watching, I don't know if it was the nerves or whatever it was, he started saying some really weird things. And he was just like, I don't know, just random mumble jumbo, and then and just started like snickering to himself and just
like,
laughing to
like
himself.
He was a possessed man or something?
He was, yeah, like something like just crazy, dude. And he was trying to, I think at first he was trying to be funny. At least at certain points he was trying to be funny. But nobody was laughing. Nobody was laughing but him. And the guys that were sitting on the couch with him were laughing just to, it was more of a courtesy laugh. You know what I mean? It wasn't real, dude. And I don't know if he felt that the audience was like, oh, okay, dude, you're not funny. This is not funny. So, in the end, towards the end of the stream, I think it was pretty close to the end, he says, I just might become a psychopath and murder everybody. I don't know. He said this.
What?
Yes, dude. The whole time he was playing, he was just saying the weirdest, excuse my language, poop. And it was like, oh my god, it was just the most awkward thing ever. And it got to a point where like it was just like, I don't even want to watch this guy, you know what I mean? This is super awkward. This guy is like completely embarrassing himself. And it's just awkward to watch, and I was like, I was done with it, man. I mean, Crash Bandicoot 2 was it's actually one of my favorite games. I really enjoy that game.
It's a good game.
I played that game a billion times, dude. It was my first like PlayStation game. Really? It was, nice. Man. That and Star Ocean. Star Ocean 2. Star Ocean 2.
Yeah, it had to be 2.
Those were like my first two games I ever had, so you know there's a nostalgia factor. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I don't know, man. This guy was just, and he ended up getting his Twitch account suspended because of it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Did he beat the game?
When you say, I just might become a psycho and murder everybody, to an audience, it's not good news, dude. Something's gonna happen. So I don't know whatever happened to his account anymore, but
I have a theory as to why this guy was like this.
Yeah.
He was on the drugs.
Good night, everybody.
All right, email us UncoreGamers@gmail.com. Send us your topics, send us your questions, things you want to hear us talk about, our opinions. Let us know. Let us know your opinions. We'll read it on the air if it's appropriate to a degree. We're not going to say we're going to kill people.
You can catch me at Black Hole Flare on Twitch TV. Make sure to look out for that Twitter question. It's going to be mine next time.
Yeah, on Monday. It'll be released Monday.
One day before.
The Twitter is at Uncorked Gamers again. You can get to us on that. Just tell your friends, let your friends know about the podcast. Pick it up on Stitcher, Player FM, and iTunes. Peace.